The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Cripps. The Badgers are 1-1 overall and host Troy at 3:30 Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Well, it was good to be back home and have our home opener against Miami, Ohio, and now this week, looking forward to playing Troy once again at home.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good, Lee. How you doing?
Good, man. Do your rushing numbers to this point cause you any concern? I mean, we understand that Corey's been hurt and you have offensive line issues, but do the numbers mean anything at this point?
I mean, the numbers, you know, I think that no matter what the numbers are, this point in any season, you want to and need to keep finding ways to get better and improve.
Sure.
And, yeah, I wish that in a lot of areas that we were more consistent or more of what you'd want it to be. And yet I think, you know, we give the kids credit. We're making some progress. Each game's different, you know.
Right.
And I think this week we'll continue to find out more who we are. And there are reasons, like you alluded to, but that also can't be the excuse. So, you know,
yeah.
Certainly an area we got to keep working at.
Okay. Is the silver lining that maybe your passing game is ramped up a little faster than people might have thought?
I don't know. I think it's, you know, I think especially in our first game, it forced us to go to it a little bit more often. So I think in some ways we're finding out maybe more than, you know, some early games had different years where, you know, you're not tested so fast. But and that's probably is a byproduct of it. But we gotta be a lot better in both.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. What's the thought on McAvoy playing both sides? And is that the kind of deal where you're seeing how he does in these early games and then he does one for Big Ten or for the Big Ten games? Or what do you think?
I think the impetus behind it all is Tanner's a guy that we think can help us on offense and on defense. And, no, I don't think we're trying to kind of go through it's not like the NFL where you're going through a preseason and then see what fits best. I think it's something that I believe that he can help us this season do them both.
Is he in superior shape? I mean, he can obviously handle it.
We're, you know, that was one of the goals, I guess, of last week was to find out for real. And, you know, Tanner had 73 snaps, but didn't play really at all in the fourth quarter. And so I don't know if we got I think we got an idea, but not an accurate, like this is the blueprint for it. And I think that's the part that we're still need to, I don't want to say figure out, but need to kind of come to grips. And probably each day, like last Saturday, it was in the 60s. You know, it was a beautiful day for football. And, you know, I don't know if it'll be hotter this week. And so I think we just got to kind of – that's the one thing we got to gauge, I think. But as far as the plan and where he is playing, I think that we want that to be real. It's not a try to figure it out and – pick one or the other for Big Ten.
Got it. Thanks.
Yep.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, you've worked at Wisconsin obviously quite a bit and also in some different leagues that mix in non-conference and conference play. Are you a fan of keeping the non-conference season completely separate from conference play? or would you be open to the Big Ten one day moving up in the calendar some of the Big Ten matchups?
You know, I've always there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time on it, and believe me, whatever your schedule is, I think you play. I think there's been a part of early games in conference, and they've been fun to be a part of, and so I think, you know, I'm kind of in the opinion, and you have your schedule, and you get excited to play it, and you play it.
Coach, at this time of year, as football begins in college and the NFL, you hear a lot of talk about the quarterback position and the term game manager. From your perspective as a head coach and obviously understanding quarterback position, is it a good thing for a quarterback to be a game manager? And why do you think this is somehow used against quarterbacks when they're described as a game manager?
It's so broad that I think it's context, right? If that's the only attribute they have, you're trying to find something positive. I've been around some guys who are great game managers, and they're playing in the NFL right now, which also means they've got talent and all that. So I think it's just one component, but I think you want all your players. You know, the quarterback gets the label, but you want all your players, not just your quarterbacks, to have good football intelligence, situation awareness. I think that's part of playing the game. So I'm not quite sure how to answer it other than that. I mean, I think it's a valuable skill for the quarterback.
Coach, one topic I wanted to give you a chance to talk about was, you know, a couple of your wide receivers had some pretty impressive performances over the weekend in a couple of different ways between Rob Wheelwright and Alex Erickson. Can you talk about what those two guys offered to your team this weekend and so far this season?
Yeah, it's been, I've enjoyed being around them and getting to know them. I think that, Alex had played a lot more than Rob coming into this season. I think all of our receivers are benefiting from Coach Gilmore. Ted Gilmore is our receivers coach and does a great job of teaching the game and the nuances of the position. And I think he's got a great balance of kind of holding their feet to the fire and pushing them to grow and get better, and yet also does it in a great, great way. And I think all the receivers, I think there's been, there's a lot of, it was a group that there was a lot of talk about before and a lot of concern, but I think they're happy and proud to be contributing, but they're not all satisfied where we're at. And but it's been good to, Jazz Peavy's added some depth to the group, and I think we still got some other guys that haven't done, Reggie Love's played a lot of snaps and doesn't have the numbers, but I like the group because I think they'll work, and it's important to them, and yet I think that we still got a long ways to go with them.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.